The Adani coal mine, of course, is one of the problems. People are not aware of the implications. It's one of the biggest coal mines the world has ever seen, and we're supposed to have 9 of them in the Galilee Basin. And if this were to get built, you can forget all of the emission reductions Australia's talking about. We're increasing the emissions effectively Australia gives to the world by a factor of about 5 to 7. It doesn't make an awful lot of sense of our climate policy. And the problem is that if you look at India, already India is having extreme weather conditions with significant increasing population mortality because of heat extremes. And we're proposing to keep on adding to this problem by supplying them with coal. So there's something fundamentally wrong with the way we are moving. And India, in fact, is an ideal country in which to build renewables, as indeed is Australia. So the bottom line of this is a great deal of debate about, you know, our ability to replace fossil fuels with renewables, the instability in the electricity system. You've seen it all in South Australia for the last few weeks. And coal, being the cheapest energy source, must continue to be used domestically and exported. But the science is simply telling us we have no choice. We have to find a way of making these new low-carbon technologies work, changing the way we live, weaning ourselves off fossil fuels. It isn't an alternative. Otherwise, we don't have a sustainable future. So it's not a question of saying, well, yes, climate change is coming, we'll do something about it, but we have to do this in the meantime. There is no option today. And that's what our incumbency, politically and corporately, just haven't got their minds around at this point in time. And that's the big challenge and opportunity, really, for the engineering profession, because the engineers have to do it. But to do it, you've got to get an acceptance of the real level of risk that we're talking about in trying to work through this transition. The level of natural disasters is steadily increasing. A large amount of that is basically climate, natural disaster driven. We've got the ability to cook the planet several times over with the reserves we already have in fossil fuels. And as Kevin Anderson in the Tyndall Centre said, we really now have an unavoidably radical future. We have to make radically change, and we make it very rapidly. And the low carbon technologies can't deliver the rate of emission reduction we need. We actually have to change the fundamentals of energy consumption. Kevin's view on Paris, of course, is that, really this was just a pantomime. I mean, we're fooling ourselves by thinking that somehow we can stay below 1.5 or toward 1.5 degrees C. There is no, in fact, ability to do that any longer. We'll be lucky to stay below 2. So this is really an existential risk that we've never had experience of in the corporate financial markets and with regulators. I mean, you can have an endurable risk or a terminal risk, and it can be global, local, or personal. Climate change is in that top right-hand box. It's existential. If we go to 4 degrees C, then we're going to have far greater increases in sea level rise, global population reduction, and we're effectively locking those outcomes in today. So we have to do something to change that much faster than we're talking about. We really have to move into a 21st century where we're much more focused on sustainability, environmental issues, but environment as a determinant of the economy and the success of society, not just as an add-on in the way we saw it in the 20th century. And much more cooperation as opposed to the sort of neoliberal competition that I think has got us into a fair bit of trouble. And one of the biggest problems we've got in this is to create the new low-carbon world, you actually have to have an availability of energy to build it. And we are getting into problems with that because of the net energy problem. As the availability of surplus energy drops off, then the ability to put into recreating the new economy also is constrained. And there's some very, very difficult trade-offs in that, which I don't have time to get into tonight. So the current leverage point is very much, from my point of view, in the corporate governance arena and the interface between companies and investors, of getting investors sensitized to the fact that unless they make big changes in the way their money is being used, then they're going to have very major risks of losing a lot of that with stranded assets and so on as these enormous changes cut in. And those are just some of the things that are actually happening. So the case for emergency action is gaining momentum. The Democratic Party in the US adopted it a couple of weeks ago. The Apollo project in the UK, supported by people like Martin Rees and Adair Turner, David King, the previous chief scientist and so on, is gathering pace. The emergency declaration that was signed in Australia by a number of us recently, as well as the engineers' policies and so on. So it's starting to get legs. It's nowhere near where it's got to be, but the greater support for it, the better. We have to have a healthy global economy. We're only going to get it if we address global warming in a fundamentally different way from the way we're currently going. And the benefits that are coming out of that are actually enormous. I mean, people talk about it in all terms of problems, but actually the opportunities are actually unlike anything else that we've ever seen in terms of the investment that has to be made. But we have to change, obviously, the fundamentals of society in a way that is much deeper than we're currently thinking. But we're not going to see growth in the conventional sense. It'll be a different form of growth, I'd suggest. And we need that leadership. So from wherever you are within the community, whether it's the professions or elsewhere, we have to see that really coming through as strongly as we possibly can. So any support that you can give to that, whatever ability you have, the better.